compensation plan for Cordero Hernandez, ADC number 309271. The fourth board member present today for this hearing, Dr. C.P. Wright, Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, Honorable Will Canales, and my name is David Neal, and I'll conduct the hearing. Mr. Hernandez is 33 years old, and he is serving a 10.5-year sentence for promoting prison contraband, and a concurrent 6-year sentence for a narcotic drug violation. And he was found guilty by a jury, and the sentences began on December 26, 2014. The offense is approved by Mr. Hernandez for serving 3 sentences from California. 1 and 2 were for Superior Court of Butte County, California, for robbery and participation in a street gang, and the third one is for the Superior Court of Summit County, California, for robbery. He was asking for a 6-year reduction of the 10.5-year sentence and a 2-year reduction of the 6-year sentence. The CSDD is up to 2023 for the 10.5-year sentence, and it is May 7th of 2023 for the 6-year sentence. If granted, the new CSDD for both will be August 17th, 2018, which relates to the reduction to time served. Mr. Hernandez is asking for this reduction because he feels his attorney has led him to believe if he lost the trial, he would be sentenced based on one prior felony, and he says he was sentenced based on 3 prior felonies. He was actually sentenced based on 2 prior felonies, which Mr. Hernandez states it was an accurate number of adult priors. This offense occurred while he was incarcerated in April 24, 2014, approximately 12:05 a.m. A search of his cell was conducted. A cell phone was found in the laundry bag, and 3.32 milligrams of heroin were found inside a jar of coffee. I guess in the email, the police officer attempted to interview William Lee Hernandez on July 10, 2014, but he wrote his right not to speak. It was forwarded to Pinal County Attorney's Office, and he was indicted by a grand jury on November 5, 2014, and then he was convicted by a jury. Mr. Hernandez did take his reference to the offense that when the search was conducted, his cellmate wasn't there, and it was found by his cellmate's property, and nobody wanted to ask the cellmate, and none of that was presented in the trial. He had a very lengthy criminal history of juvenile and adult in Southern California. For this particular charge, because of the promoting prison contraband with 2 prior felonies, the contraband was heroin, the mitigated minimum was 10.5 years, and that's what Mr. Hernandez received. If he got the presumptive, it would have been 15.75 years, or regular max could have been 38 years. And for the possession of the drugs, the 2 priors, mitigated minimum is 6 years is what he got. If he got the presumptive, it would have been 10, and it could have been 15 for aggravated. With all that in mind, and this lengthy criminal history, I don't think that the 10.5 total that he received was excessive at all. But I knew it was discussion from the fellow board members if there is any. No discussion. So in my case, I don't believe in reference to Cordero Hernandez, ADC number 309271. I'm going to move to not pass him forward to a phase 2 compensation hearing at this time.
Second.
Agree.
Second by Mr. Canales. Agree that I'll provide this report. This will be our hearing. Thank you very much.